Pierre, to begin, you called this initiative with Elanco state of the art. Mm-hmm. What makes it so?
The couple of things. One is the level of measurement. Okay, Elanco is a science-based organization. So its instincts is to place and require a set of measurements and metrics on what's being done. And we have done that. We have implemented certain metrics, and you know, I think Jeff mentioned the fact that we wanted to be sure that what we were doing was indeed sustainable and measurable. So we've done that. We've actually implemented some innovative ideas on how to indeed prove that this was sustainable. Now, we've only been doing it for 2 years, and I think sustainability is a longer life cycle than 2 years. So that's part of the state of the art. The other state of the art is this cultural idea that a for-profit operation and a nonprofit can actually collaborate on something that's really critical socially. So there's an ideological, cultural, state-of-the-art thinking that we may have some differences about some things, very few actually with Elanco, but nonetheless, there is always some reluctance on the part of nonprofit to operate with for-profit, and we've transcended all that. So there's state-of-the-art there. And then there is this idea that technology, appropriate technology in those locations can be applied. And we've done a little bit of that now. But I think there's going to be an opportunity of doing a lot more, especially as we start linking to markets. So those are the three things we're going on.
You've already been working in two areas of the world, announced the third one here today. But in the two that you've been active in, are you seeing a difference there?
Oh, yeah. First of all, the projects that we launched both in Zambia and Indonesia are quite large relative to what we've usually done. So that's another thing that they pushed us into, or that we collaborated and said, you know, we shouldn't be working with just 50 families, we should be working with 2,000, 1,000 families. So the scale with which we're working has allowed us to see the changes in terms of income values, asset values, nutritional changes. So those are the things that have been measured in terms of outcomes, as opposed to just, okay, we placed 50 cows or 1,000 cows or 2,000 cows. It's not just about input, it's actually about the outcome. So the changes have been measured, and the folks are indeed a whole lot better off. But it's income, it's assets, it's nutrition. And there's some social capital, which are issues about collaboration, uniting the villages behind this particular product, connecting villages together. All of that has been happening, and it's actually, in a way, what we call the social capital impact, because of the scale of the project, is more important from a sustainability point of view. A community that trusts one another, or communities that trust one another, ultimately will be able to be more successful to resist shocks or to be sustainable post-shocks, which happen all the time in these countries. I mean, you've got from tsunamis to, you know, everything else. And the resilience of these communities is one issue that we've really got to stay focused on. It's not just about providing food.
Could Heifer International do this without support from a company like Elanco?
Well, we do to some degree, but I think it's about the scale. And I think, you know, the urgency of the problem, there's 1 billion people who live with a dollar or less, and the level of malnutrition, the level of hunger is deep. So partly it's an additional resource, but the quality of the resource, part of the quality of the funding that's coming in is very important to us. So it's both expanding and improving the quality. Could we do it without them? Probably not. I think in the long term, these alliances between nonprofit and for-profit are going to be the norm, as I said. And we can't do it without it.
One I know should never assume, mm-hmm. but I'm assuming that you would like to see other companies involved in the agricultural industry come on board and support initiatives like this.
Yeah, you know, the way I think we can do the support is to look at, and I think I mentioned it, the value chain. When you look at from mobilizing smallholder farmers, we work with basically smallholder farmers, all the way to market, all of the steps necessary. Elanco has got expertise in part of the chain. They're very willing to introduce us to their colleagues in other parts of the chain so that we can work collaboratively on what I think Americans have really well understood. You know, what is the ag chain? The ag chain is an important, complex set of mechanisms and handoffs and, you know, all intermediation that has to go on. We work with the communities, and we need help in terms of how to connect all the way to market. That's the way we're going to get people out of poverty.